This is Ozarks at Large. It's Monday, October 17th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Becca, before you tell us what we need to know about entertainment, let me ask you a question. Do you remember where you were 30 years ago today?
I don't remember where I was last Monday.
Okay.
What was 30 years ago today?
The University of Arkansas Razorback football team defeated Texas 42-11. In what was then just called Razorback Stadium on national television. Texas was number one.
Oh, was that the year that they destroyed Dixon Street?
They didn't destroy it, but there was a bonfire in the middle of the street, yes.
Yes.
Yoakum Hall caught fire, actually, a little bit, seventh floor, yeah.
Those were the days when they used to roll tires down Dixon Street on fire. And
for someone who was a freshman in college, and that was about my second month of college.
How much trouble did you get
into?
I got a none,
but I saw it all happen.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, today we are going to look forward to something that's supposed to happen on November 11th.
Well, we all know what that is, the opening of Crystal Bridges.
It is not Armistice Day.
It is Armistice, yes.
It's the opening of Crystal Bridges, and tickets will be free.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning, they're going to ticket like the big exhibits in Dallas or St. Louis.
Right.
You buy, or you don't buy, you
reserve
a ticket for a specific time and date. Today is the day you can start doing that. You can do that by calling 418-5700 or going to the Crystal Bridges website at crystalbridges.org. This will go on until after the first of the year. So do it. Do it now.
Okay. Oh, that's you. Okay. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.